If you want more information about me, go to joeryan.com. I'm on Instagram at joeryan. If you're stuck, emotional confusion, don't know which way is up anymore, you can go to my website, book a free consultation. If you book a consultation and you have no plan on showing up, please have the courtesy to at least cancel. Part of recovery is taking responsibility for our actions. So if you're booking consultations and not showing up, you're just going to go back into shame because then you're going to be afraid to reach out again. So start now. Get your stuff together. Let's start recovering, growing up, taking care of responsibility. All right, it has to start somewhere. All right, so we're going to be talking about terrible twos and separation. For those of you who are parents, you know that beautiful age around 24 months when the kids start to say, no, it's mine, I will not. And what do we do when our kids get to that point? We crush them. Why? Because we'll be damned if anybody's disobedient to us. You need to listen to us. My value as a human being depends on you being obedient. You see, I can't have cousins, neighbors, friends, aunts, uncles looking at me bad because you are acting up and you are saying no and you are not obeying because it makes me look bad. So I'm going to crush your soul right now. See, at two, around two, a little bit before, a little bit after, everybody's different. That is psychological birth. That's when a child realizes that it is not connected to everything on the planet and it wants its independence. It is time for psychological birth. It is the beginning of a child leaving home emotionally. And when they want to say no and they don't want to share and they don't want to listen, that is them finding themselves. That is them trying to separate from you. That is them trying to figure out where they end and you begin. It is normal, it is natural, and it is healthy. And nobody does this right. Now, I'm pretty self-aware in a lot of areas, but I was not prepared for the day my kids stopped needing me, looking at me the same. They started to see me as a person, a complete jerk off like everybody else walking this planet. I was nothing special. I went from being everything to being nothing, and it does not feel good. It's almost like I thought I'd captured this moment in time where the relationship would always be the way it was, that they were little, and I was adored in their eyes. They filled a hole inside of me that nobody could possibly fill. They loved me. They were dependent on me. They needed me. They looked to me. I was the answer guy. I was the fixer. I was the guy who knew where the ice cream store was. And then one day, it was as if I didn't exist. Man, that tapped my insecurities, my self-worth, my abandonment issues, and I don't want to shame them for it. I can see how easily this goes for parents who have no self-awareness, that are not emotionally intelligent. All they know is this kid is not listening, this kid wants to do his own thing, and it freaks parents out. And we needed to get this developmental stage at around 24 months handled properly so that we can go on and keep learning how to be independent and disconnect from that emotional tie that we are responsible for somebody else. See, if you're not allowed to separate, you're not allowed to find out who you are. And then we're just stuck as this child. This codependent, people-pleasing, fearful child. That how powerful am I that I'm saying no and I'm causing these amazing reactions out of these people in this house, these big giants that are caretaking for me. I think one of the hardest things for me was letting my kids just be and not guilting and not shaming them. And children will always identify with the more abusive parent, because it's safer for them. I don't guilt and shame my children into giving me what I want. They are not responsible for my emptiness, my neediness, my loneliness, and I don't make them responsible. But if they have another parent that is doing that, where do you think their loyalty is going to be? The person that lets them be and make their own choices, or the person who takes them hostage and makes them show up in ways that the child doesn't care to? The good parent, especially in divorce, will always get the short end of the stick. The least abusive, the least toxic parent will not get what they want from their children, because the children are trying to separate and be their own people, and we're emotionally intelligent and smart enough to realize that we were guilted and shamed to never leave home emotionally, that we're not going to do it to another person, another child, not somebody that I love, not somebody that I care about, not somebody that I have that best interest in heart, that I would put before me in a heartbeat. They're not going to be loyal to that. They're going to be loyal to the person who shames and guilts them and humiliates them and punishes them for not showing up for them in the way that they expect, in the way they want. We're doing our kids a disservice. Our job is to get them ready to leave so that they can live their own life. And when you have abandonment issues and you're a parent like I am, that hurts on a level that it's hard to explain. Unless you have kids and gone through it, you're not going to really understand it. But it's like your heart was ripped out. In a way, you feel, you know, I hate to use used and betrayed, but there's a part of it that, you know, if you were a good parent and you were always there and you showed up and you made sure that they weren't guilted and shamed and you put them first and you kind of gave up parts of you for their benefit, at some point, unconsciously, you're hoping you're going to get some of that back. And when they completely leave the building in every possible way, when you don't hear from them anymore, unless they need money or their car breaks or something needs to be fixed that they can't figure out, you're going to take that shit personally. But you can't. It is the child's job to leave. They need to lean on their friends. They need to find out who they are without you. They need to become their own person. They do not need to take care of your loneliness and your neediness and your sadness. Yeah, it was a great feeling when you can teach your kid how to ride a bike or hit a baseball. You know, just like the simple things that you would want to give to your kids. Like, it's so powerful, and as a parent, you don't realize how good it makes you feel. And if you're a codependent people pleaser, it's perfect for your role. And I was happy raising kids. I was happy being a dad. I mean, I loved the shit out of them, but it was also that it was feeding a part of my ego. It was filling up a hole in my soul, and I didn't realize it. And I never thought it was going to end. And that's the choice, right? So they start pulling away. You can feel it. It's not the same anymore. It's killing you, and you know how kids are, especially teenagers. You can't get a word out of them. They don't want to go inside. They don't want to understand it. You want to try to understand what's going on and be a part of their day-to-day, and they don't want to let you in. That's how they are finding out who they are. They are trying not to be dependent on you, and I should be grateful or or hurt. Like, it goes both ways real quick. I mean, part of me is really grateful that my kids don't feel like they need to take care of me emotionally, that they can live their lives and be who they are, and I'm still going to show up for them when they want and need me. But there's also a part of me that's hurt because I'm sad. It's a loss. Like, the closeness that you have with a child is safe, that intimacy that you can't find with adults. you can have with your children because it is unconditional. You're not looking for anything until they leave, and then you want it back. But at that point, there's nothing you can do about it. So if you think back to your childhood, and you can't go back to when you're two and remember and know what it feels like, but think about as early as you can. Were you allowed to be your own person? Were you allowed to make your own choices? Were you judged by all the things and choices that you had made in your life? The way you dressed, the hobbies you had, the friends you had. Were you allowed to be you? Because if you listen to this, I can guarantee you, you're still not allowed to be you. And you're trying to figure out how to do that. You have to stop taking care of them emotionally. You didn't get to leave home at 24 months like you should have. You learned real quick that that wasn't going to happen. That that was never going to be allowed. That they were too needy and too insecure and too shameful to allow you to be you. See, the thing about parenting is most parents unconsciously tell their kids, you are never allowed to be more than me. That is the message we get, because when we are young and we try to separate and we're not allowed, we're being told that we can't be more than what these people allow us to be. How many times have you self-sabotaged in your life when you've gotten to a point of becoming a little more successful or having maybe a job opportunity or a relationship opportunity or a hobby or something that will pull you further from your family and that role in that family? And how many times did you not do it? Did you self-sabotage? Did you completely fuck it up unconsciously? Because there's a part of you that knows, I am never allowed to be more than them. The unlived life that your parent had is one of the worst things for a child. They want to keep you down. They want to keep you there. They want to keep you connected. They want to keep you as a hostage because they can't handle you leaving. They can't handle you being more than they are. You can go your whole life never leaving home. I don't care where you can move to Mars. You're still taking that role in that system and that emotional connection with you. If you don't start figuring out how to leave home emotionally, you are never going to be free to make your own choices. You're never going to be authentic. You're never going to be genuine. You're never going to live the life you want. And all you're going to do is live in fear of not being able to please somebody in your life because they may leave. How much of your existence is based on how people view you? See, if we could handle people looking at us negatively, if we could handle that judgment, this becomes a lot easier. But we feel so bad about who we are. We feel so shameful. We feel so worthless that we can't stand up for ourselves, that we can't have anybody looking at us negatively. We either do it perfect or we don't do it at all. And how much of your life have you stopped because you were afraid of doing something and not looking good? You were afraid of doing something and not getting it right. Because in your house, where you came from, you either did it right or you were out. We have to start. You got to think of it in terms of grades. If passing is an A and failing is an F, that's all we are. We are either the best or the worst. We're either perfect or a worthless piece of shit. Do you know how much ground there is between those two? We have to learn how to be average. We have to learn how to do things and not be perfect at them. We have to learn how to disappoint people. We have to learn how to live our own lives. And the easiest way this happened for me is when I finally found something that spoke to me, that made me feel good, that didn't have anything to do with career or status or money or power. I found one or two things in my life that I will never go without. I mean, who knows, in 5 years, 10 years, it may change and it may shift. But right now, I can't see my life without these things. And because I have things that I value, that I need, that I want, that I desire, that I went and got and chased and overcame to get there. Now that I have it, it's a part of my life. I'm not giving it up. You see, I have something that's important to me that is just mine, that nobody else gets, that I will never give up. I was never able to set boundaries until I finally found something for myself that I will not waver on and I will not compromise. That if you come into my life and you don't like it, or if it's taking away from your time and your energy with me, I am not going to change. I'm going to set that boundary. And if you don't like it, there's the door. That's such a great place to be. You see, but if I didn't have anything, if I didn't have a place, if I didn't have this self-worth or these things that were important to me, I would have never learned how to set boundaries properly. I would have been codependent and said, you know what, you're right. If you're going to leave, I can't have that because the abandonment issues. I go into a shame spiral, depression. I'm in the couch for fucking 14 weeks before I even leave the house. So you know what, I'll just give up what's important to me to make you happy so that you don't leave and I don't have to deal with my abandonment. Now, here's the boundary. I am not compromising. We can figure out a way to work around it together. But if you're going to demand that this is no longer a part of my life, guess what? You're no longer a part of my life now. Because if you don't have somebody that's going to support you and let you grow and be the person that you want to be, they have no business being in your life. And when we didn't leave home emotionally, when we were bullied and shamed and guilted into becoming what others need, to set a boundary for ourselves feels like life and death until you go find that one thing and you protect it. And then you go find another thing and you protect that. And you just start building this foundation of things that are important to you, that you will not live without and you will not compromise. And that's how you start to get the sense of who you are. You have to find out what's important to you, not through your family filter, not through is this going to make everybody happy? Is this a good choice? Is anybody going to judge me? Is anybody going to push back on me? All of that has to come out. Do I want to do this? Yes or no? And if it's yes, get off your ass and start doing it, because you're never going to sit there and one day magically be ready. You have to get up, take action, and start working on your life. Start building your life. Start leaving home emotionally. Start doing things that you want to do, even if you know it's going to disappoint people in your life. You are no longer on this earth to please them. You are here now for you, to be the best version of yourself, for yourself. And there are going to be people in your life that are going to benefit from that. There are going to be people that are going to reject it, and they're going to hold on tight, and they're going to do everything they can to get you not to change because it makes them uncomfortable. Fuck those people. You are here for you. Go find something you love, something you find worth protecting. Set those boundaries. And let others deal with the emotional reaction of hearing no. Thanks for listening. You can contact me at joeryan.com. Follow me on Instagram at joeryan. And if you want, you can leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be great. All right, take care.